Blog Talk Radio.
Strange fruit hanging from a tree. What makes
fact that it looks like me. But how can this be? Oh, how can this be? Are we living in the land of liberty? But that ain't look that way to me. No longer can I
finally can understand what you were trying to do. What you were trying to do, or doing your best, and I salute. But now I'm stuck, trying to enlighten fools.
So lost, so lost. Wish I could see your face. Wish I could hear you now. I'd give the world just to talk to you. I'm not a cheerful smile.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're tuned in live to Divine Mothers Radio on this unusually calm Sunday shadow. We got a late start today because I have a few things going on, but I am determined in my diligence to make sure that I at least leave you with something. I think this is going to be a short shadow, even though I see people are with me. How is everybody doing? I hope that you enjoy this little break you get before tomorrow, start of this new work week. The topic of the show tonight is prophecy of Dr. York. Prophecies and things to come have been coming up a lot in conversation. And I know some of these things may seem a little redundant, but I do talk to a lot of people a lot of time, you know, and I share what seems to be the concerns of many, as opposed to anything that I particularly am concerned with myself. Myself, I'm concerned with the affairs of the planet. So being that everybody is tuned in to what's going on and all the alignments and how things are moving, and there's such an awakening going on, the one that I was able to pull through for you is what I said, the prophecies of Dr. York. So I'm going to run it straight through. It's three parts. I won't be breaking in between, but at the end, if there is something that I do need to share, I will. For those of you who are listening in online, the call-in number is 347-850-1049. Callers that are on the line, if at any time you would like to say something, just push 1 on your phone's keypad, and I will open up your mic so that you can speak. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and get started with tonight's show so I can keep this thing pushing. This is part 1, Prophecies of Dr. York.
The rage of evil, the devil and his host, whatever name we want to use for him, whether it's in a religious content or a non-religious or pagan, whatever you want to say, the devil is on a rampage. He is running out of time. Two, you can't see it tonight, but the star, the planets are already aligned. 4 of them are already lined up. This they said was not true. Also, scientists say the planet Earth is hollow. We downloaded it to everybody. Everybody got it. Who got it on their computers? Right? They're saying the planet is hollow. It's not hot molten lava in the center. Sounds familiar to me. TLC for this whole week had verification UFOs, right?
Yeah.
And the man who was the right-hand man of President Eisenhower came forth and publicly announced, and he showed pictures. I got the thing, right? And when he started showing film, I'm going to put it up there. He came forth, and they showed him with President Eisenhower, he said, yes, we are living in a time where UFOs do exist. He was there at Roswell, he said. He looked in the box. He said, graves in there. They told the story on that same program about how the extraterrestrials were here making a deal with Eisenhower in there, right? And gave them technology. Talks about the laser, the mini disc, and certain medical cures. They had all these tapes. All these tapes, I'm going to put it on for y'all so we get it in. Right? You know? And then, when they decided to leave, the government said, we want y'all to give us the technology on your craft. And this was Truman. And they told him no. No, Truman first. And then Eisenhower after, I'm sorry. They told him no, we won't give it to you. You know what they did? Shot the craft down. Craft bounced down in Roswell, New Mexico. And then picked up and tried to take off and then crashed again about 60 miles away. This is the man said. You go back and read our book, The Man from Planet Risk, and you see the exact same story. He said certain students came around and saw on the floor 4 dead graves, 1 badly wounded, and 1 walking around dazed, asking for help but without talking. This is Dwight David Eisenhower, right-hand man, saying, you know what he, you know what he says? All I want. But he's old now. He's old. He's old and in the sea of creation, right? So he don't care no more. They can't turn to him. He said, all must fight reality is faith, belief, and theory. And that's the foundation for religion. So people on the religious tip got to make like this is not true, because if you say, show me the grades in your Bible, they can't. And it makes them look stupid for believing a certain philosophy their whole life. But they have no proof of it. You know what I'm saying? But now they have come to the conclusion. Oh man, I mean, they just showed, I'm saying, everything they had to say, it would come on at 9 and stayed on till 11. How many hours? Huh? For a whole week. They just showed, they showed stuff that you haven't seen before. They went back to everything in UFOs and they showed you all the things that were not confirmed, all the things the government couldn't right away. Oh, they also said, yes, the Majestic 12 did exist. It's not a mythological organization. He said there was 6 civilians and 6 top security. Yes, he said also that the Project Blue Book does still continue. Yes, there was a Montauk Project. Yes, there was a Philadelphia experiment. They're pulling the cover off this, but this is again supposed to happen. Meanwhile, that's the ranch. They're over in Egypt like I told you they would. Opening up the tombs. How long ago did that tell you? This year, 1999, they got to get prepared for what? The order of the owls. They also showed on television the obelisk in Washington. They have lit it up. We renovated it. They built a new, what they call, pylon museum in Memphis, Tennessee. You follow what I'm saying? They're getting ready to declare America Egypt. Oh, yes. And people don't even know what's going on. Sacred societies are moving, and they are amazed at you. They're trying to figure out how you knew all this. Because everything we told them to expect is that. That alignment that you see is why they're telling you tomorrow is going to be sunny, and when you get up, it's raining. Because they have no way of knowing. It's why all of those poor innocent skiers by the thousands died this year. Did you know that? Because of ice and avalanches, because the news reporters could not properly forecast. They went up there and people got covered, towns of people. That's why right now Boston is catching hell, high peak. Seattle is catching hell, high peak. And you know what happens after high freezes at the wrong part of temperature? They call them cracks in the earth star, shift star. So you can expect another earthquake in California or along the Andrea Fault again. You know what happens? Also, they're talking about the price of milk dropping. Now, why would the price of milk drop if cows got a disease? Think about it now. Why would the price of milk drop if cows have a disease? Also, the doctors approved that milk does not help the bones. They grew. This is ugly too. Got this on film too. They grew a nose on a man's forehead. You saw? Oh, I said, I'm not joking. I'm glad I'm not alone. Because I know I'll be saying some crazy stuff. I'm the greatest guy. It's gonna be difficult to understand. try, okay? You have to use your imagination. You're going to see how simple the mistake is and why they can't rectify it. And that's the funny part about it. There it is. Right? So I was watching to see how. Now, you remember in Man for Better Biz, how I spoke about Vaughn Newman being assigned to build a computer in 1940. He wasn't able to do it. It took 3 years. They needed Tesla, the guy from Florida who built the Cold Castle, get the Lee Scouting. They put together the best minds they could. I think somebody fell out on him.
They can't do two without this changing into a six.
was going to give them in the year 2000, the year 6,000. Mathematically. And that would confuse the computer, you follow? Jam the system, and the mark of the beast would be confirmed. You see, they get the year 2000 by calculating from the Gregorian calendar that they created of Jesus. Jesus being 2,000 years ago, we're 1,999 years from that. From the year 2000, you add one more year, you get 2,000. But if Jesus was back 4,000 years ago, which was their Jesus canon, when you bring it up, it'll come down to 4,000, 2,000, which would be, and that will jam the computers. The computers were not designed to create that. Nowadays, they have these things way out like this, and they got figures like that, but the computers don't have the configuration inside them. Binary figures only do four digits. It's either 0101 or 1110, or it can only do four figures. You know what I'm saying? It can't even do 1111 without throwing the computer off. Is that illusion? Thank you. With that in mind, right? It's simple. It feels simple. They just don't want to tell anybody. I just want to see how long they're going to play the game. With that in mind, they're up against some very serious problems. Either they have to get back inside their computers and reprogram the computers, set up a whole new system. You follow that? That means that they have to hire people to sit down by hand, manually, and sit in and just redo all the new bank cards with everybody's name. This is what they're saying will cost billions of dollars. Now, if you don't believe me, I'm going to tell you, go check it out. You'll find out that any bank or any large corporation is trying to so-called prepare for this event is doing no more than hiring manual laborers to go inside and sit down and retype all their cards to give with a new computer that now does have the ability to use eight figures, move from four screens to eight. And that's why now if you look at some of your calculators and ad machines, you see eight screens. They're long, they're all the way across like this. But that does not protect them against what they have been doing since 1940. That's all the things that we live by, the navigation, the air, everything that we've been following is hung to four digits. They never even considered the world getting tonight to the year 2000. They was making the computer specifically to alter matter so that they could use Einstein's formula. And they couldn't use his formula because people couldn't do the equation 9 to the 9th power of 9. It's a mathematical equation that becomes infinite because if any individual was to sit down and figure it out, if they wrote one number per second, they still would never be able to finish writing out the answer. It's like when you write down pi, 3.14. That's a round off figure. You start adding all the figures to pi, pi goes up to about 1,000 digits. But because it keeps breaking into percentages of itself. And it's like, and so when you get mc squared, energy times mass speed of light, Einstein's so-called theory, which became a fact, relativity, it became relevant, really, right? You're coming up with formulas that no man could do in his head. So they had to create a Superman. And the Superman they created was the first computer, IBM. And they called him Hal. That's right. They called him Hal because the numbers in the computer are Arabic numbers. And the word Hal in Arabic means can you, or did you, or do you. You follow what I'm saying? In the year, in the movie, oh yeah, in the movie 2001, Space Computer's name was forget about Intel and all the new names they got. The original computer that's in Brussels, Belgium, is called HAL 6000 or HAL 666. They only calculated for the 666 because the year, next year, is the 6000th year and the end of the 36 rule, which were really Hebrew letters, Zayn, 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 or Zeta, Zeta, Zeta. And the beings that influenced them were the beings from Zeta Reticuli, reptilians, who wore a dragon as a symbol, and the dragon's name there was Tamin, found in your Bible as the whale in Genesis, found in your Bible as the devil, but not as the serpent. The serpent is another old character. You know what I'm saying? All of this may start to sound like mumbo jumbo to you, but all of this is calculated when it says herein. That's right. The number of a man. Remember that?
Yeah.
And his number is 666. That book called Apocrypha, which means the revealed things, the revelation, was not a part of the Bible. Here's how you know. Because the Nicene Council came together, and out of thousands of books written by poets and philosophers and plays and poems of that time, they chose three books. Right? Synoptic. They called them. And that was Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then they needed a commentary of support for someone who could say, I was with Jesus, to confirm it. So they added in a fourth book, John. So you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those were the books of the New Testament. You follow that? The revelation was added after. The revelation is a what? A catastrophe book. A calamity book. You follow that? The revelation predicts events that have nothing to do with Christianity or Judaism. Because the book of Revelations speaks about a war. You remember? It says a war in heaven where Satan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. But wait a minute now, work with me. But it ends by saying in the book of Revelation, revealed in the year 96, that there was found no more place for Satan in heaven. Is that correct? But then we come to the book of Job, and it says the angels are going to heaven before God, and Satan is with them. When the war in heaven was supposed to have taken place a long time ago, before the creation of this earth, and Satan was not allowed back in heaven no more. But in Job, Satan gets back in heaven. Is this a second Satan? Is this a confession if there's more than one Satan? You follow what I'm saying? In the book of John, John, first apostle John, a letter that he wrote to his girlfriend and her sons, he speaks about the Antichrist. And he says, they are with us right now. The Antichrist is usually depicted as the devil. In modern day Christianity, we are being taught that the Antichrist is an individual. But if you go back and read 1 John, you find that the Antichrist is a group of beings that was living.
Thank you.
Be all that you can be.
Trust in love.